was the motivation behind opening the Can-Can Cinema, and what can the Indianapolis community expect?
The Can-Can Cinema was founded out of a need for a locally owned art house cinema. Most cities across the country have one or more art house cinema to show independently produced film, and Indianapolis has not had that. So our founders, Tom and Ed Batista and Sam and Ben Thupton, joined forces, searched for the right property, found people, and brought this dream to life. So what we are is a three-screen art house cinema. Also in our building is the Brasserie, which is a restaurant and bar. The cinema, we have three screens. We show films daily, 7 days a week, matinees on the weekends. We'll eventually expand to matinees, you know, all through the week. And we're showing all sorts of films that maybe came out of Sundance or Telluride or Berlin. These are films produced outside of the typical Hollywood studio industry, and they're interesting, well-told stories. There will be documentaries. There are narrative films. Like right now, we're showing The Card Counter and with Oscar Isaac, Nowhere In, a film made by St. Vincent and Carrie Brownstein. So real mix of things, but also a lot of special events. We'll be hosting Heartland Film Festival in October, the LGBTQ Festival in November, Indie Film Fest next year, and lots of other special events, local film premieres, film and conversation series. You really have to stay up to date on our website to see what we've got going on.
The name Can-Can really catches the ear. Is there a story behind the name of the cinema?
Yes, it is. It is actually from Kurt Vonnegut's book, Cat's Cradle. And the Can-Can is what calls people to their carafe, which is the community where they are cosmically linked with others. So it's a bit of a nod to being the hometown of Kurt Vonnegut. It's an easy, catchy name, but it also is, we want people to come and gather and find like-minded people who love the arts and creativity, storytelling and film, and good food.
Perhaps there is a filmmaker that's listening to this interview right now and says, wow, I would really like to see my work shown at Can-Can Cinema. Is that opportunity a reality for that person?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We have several lined up already, and I encourage any local filmmaker, because we want to get to know all of them and help them in the development of their career. They can email us at hello@cancanindie.com, and we'll get right back to them and talk with them about what they'd like to do and how we can make it happen.
The cinema sounds like another asset to the Indianapolis community. Thank you for your time and sharing your information with us, Louise.
Thank you, Terry. It was wonderful to talk to you.